This is Dwayne out of Westbrook, Maine. Independent, good morning.
Good morning. Bradley, I'm sorry. That was just a victim of propaganda. The whole idea that Putin is Hitler and that Russia, no, we precipitated the entire conflict by extending NATO to Russia's border. They view that as a red line. They view that as an existential threat. The only solution to this, to prevent nuclear holocaust that will destroy the entire human race, is not an escalation based upon, well, what are the Russians going to do next that we have to we'll have to escalate? No, we need to not be thinking about escalating. We need to de-escalate. That should be our focus of concentration, because we've escalated already by funding neo-Nazis on Russia's border. Russians don't like Nazis. They killed 20 million Russians.
So, Dwayne,
in
how do we de-escalate? Where Congress right
we
now
de-escalate
is
de-escalate by promoting diplomacy and a diplomatic solution that will stop the killing. As long as we keep on looking for reasons to escalate, we are flirting with nuclear annihilation.
Dwayne, is a
that's what people don't understand. And people who are propagandists, look, John, the Democrats have doubled down on insane. And they look at what the Republicans have done, and they've become even more extreme than the Republicans in terms of foreign policy. We need diplomacy, not more war, not more killing, not more regime change in Russia.
Dwayne,
do these people, this is suicidal.
Dwayne,
to
just
actually talk about that. To a,
one more quick question for you, Dwayne. Is additional funding for Ukraine escalation in your mind? Another $33 billion is being debated right now. That's what the president has requested for Ukraine.
Yeah, so I know what the president has requested. Unless we're promoting a diplomatic solution, promoting more war, more killing, all we're going to do is get Ukraine destroyed. Ukraine cannot compete militarily, no matter how many weapons we give them, with Russia. We're just going to get them killed. It's a proxy war because you have people in control in our own government who would prefer conflict rather than a conflict resolution. We need to promote conflict resolution and a diplomatic solution.